All right, let's get into a really useful drum and bass workflow in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're going to build an Amen style bass line using resampling, and I want you to think of this less like drawing in a bass part and more like performing, printing, chopping, and reperforming the bass until it starts to feel alive. That's the magic here. In Rag of Flavor DNB, the bass often works best when it feels a little rude, a little imperfect, and very rhythmically connected to the break. We're working at 174 BPM, and we'll keep things beginner-friendly. The goal is to create a short, bass phrase that has a clean sub, some gritty mid-range attitude, and enough space for the Amen break to breathe. By the end, you should have a loop that feels like it's answering the drums, not fighting them. First, set up your project and get the drums looping. Start with an 8-bar loop, so you've got enough room to hear the bass in context. Put your Amen break or jungle-style drum loop on the first track. If you don't have a classic Amen ready, any chopped break with a strong snare on 2 and 4 will work for now. This is really important. Keep the drums playing while you build the bass. In DNB, especially Raga and jungle influence stuff, the bass line has to leave room for the swing and the ghost notes. If you write the bass in solo, it can seem fine, but then it might completely stomp all over the break. So always build against the drums. Now create a MIDI track and load either Waveeatable or Operator. If you're new to this, Waveeatable is probably the easiest place to start because it gives you simple controls for shaping movement. For the patch, keep it basic. Use a saw or square wave on oscillator 1. And if you want, add a slightly detuned saw on oscillator 2 for a bit of width and movement. Keep the unison light, maybe around 2 voices if you use it at all. Then use a low-pass filter and bring the cutoff down somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz to start. You want the bass dark enough to feel heavy, but not so filtered that it disappears. Set a short attack, a medium decay, and a fairly low sustain so the notes feel punchy rather than held out forever. Add a little glide or portamento, but keep it subtle. Around 40 to 80 milliseconds is enough to give you that slippery movement without turning everything into a smear. If you prefer operator, you can absolutely do this too. Use a sine wave for the sub, then bring in a brighter operator quietly for harmonics. The main idea is simple. Create a patch that gives you a solid foundation before you start resampling. Now write a short bass phrase. Don't overcomplicate it. Start with just 3 to 5 notes over 1 or 2 bars, with some rests in between. Minor key notes like D, F, G, A, or C are a great starting point if you want that easy darker DNB feel. The key here is rhythm. You're not just making a bass sound, you're making a groove. Short notes and little gaps often work better than a long continuous line, because they let the break hit harder. DNB is all about motion, and the empty space between notes is part of that motion. To give it more Raga character, start shaping the phrase like a conversation. Put a note just after the snare, and let that act like a reply. Leave a gap before a kick. Repeat a note twice and then drop out for a beat. Think of the bass like it's speaking in short phrases. That call and response idea is huge in this style. Even without vocals, you want the bass line to feel like it has attitude. A lot of Raga jungle energy comes from that sense of reply, where the bass answers the drums and then gets out of the way. Once the MIDI idea is in place, add a small effect chain before resampling. A little saturator is a good start. Push the drive by about 2 to 6 dB, and if needed, enable soft clip to keep things under control. Then use auto filter to tame the top end and maybe add a tiny bit of movement. A Q8 can help you clean up any muddy low mids, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. If the sound is already getting a bit heavy, a light compressor or glue compressor can help keep it consistent. At this stage, don't go too crazy. You're not trying to finish the final bass sound yet. You're just printing a strong source tone. If it's a little rough, that's okay. In fact, a slightly imperfect sound often gives you better resample material than something too polished. Now for the fun part, resample the bass to audio. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm the track and record the bass while the drums loop. This is where the workflow starts to come alive. You're turning the MIDI performance into audio so you can chop it, reverse it, edit it, and process it like a break. That's one of the biggest tricks in DNB production. Once the bass becomes audio, it stops being just a synth patch and starts behaving like part of the rhythm section. Record a few passes if you can. One clean pass, one where you move the filter a bit more, one with a longer slide or more emphasis on the notes, maybe one with slightly different automation. Don't worry about getting a perfect take. The goal is personality. When you've recorded it, rename the clip so you stay organized. Something like clean, dirty, and slides will save you time later. Now take the audio and start chopping it. Zoom in and make sure the transients line up cleanly. That matters more than people think. Even tiny timing mistakes can make the bass feel late against the amen break. Trim the start of each slice so the attack lands properly. Cut out weak sustain sections. Duplicate the strongest hits. Create gaps between phrases. You can even reverse one short slice for a bit of tension. A good way to think about this is like making the bass into fragments of a riff. One long hit, one stuttered hit, one reversed pickup, one dirty answer. That fragmented feel is really common in jungle and ragga DNB because it keeps the bass from sounding too straight. If you want, you can also use slice to new MIDI track and trigger the resampled bits from a drum rack. But for beginners, it's totally fine to stay in audio and arrange the slices manually. Sometimes that's actually quicker and easier to hear. Next, make a second resample layer. Duplicate the audio track and process the copy more aggressively. This is a great way to get grit without destroying the low end. Keep the original resample clean enough to hold the sub, and use the second track for attitude. On the dirty layer, try a little more saturator drive, maybe 6 to 10 dB. You can add overdrive if you want a more aggressive bark. Maybe use redux slightly if you want some edge, but don't overdo it or the sound can get brittle fast. Auto filter can help you move the tone around, and utility can be used to make sure the layer stays mono if needed. This layered approach is really important. One track is responsible for the sub. Another is responsible for the bite. Maybe the third layer or occasional slice is responsible for your candy. That way, the bass stays powerful but doesn't turn into a muddy mess. Now check the low end carefully. Keep the real sub centered and mono. Use EQ8 and utility to make sure the low layer isn't too wide. If the dirty layer has too much low end, high pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the clean sub. This is one of the biggest beginner mistakes in DNB, too much bass energy in too many places. If the kick, sub, and dirty layer are all sharing the same low space, the mix gets cloudy fast. So keep the low end disciplined. A really good habit is to listen to the bass against the snare and ghost notes, not just the kick. In this style, the snare placement often tells you whether the phrase actually feels right. If the snare hits and the bass line gives it room, you're on the right track. If the bass steps on it, the groove loses its snap. Now bring in automation. This is where the resampled workflow really pays off, because you can make the bass feel like it's evolving over time. Try opening the auto filter cutoff slightly every 2 or 4 bars. Or increase saturator drive on the second half of a phrase. Maybe send a tiny bit of the last note into echo, just for a throw at the end of the bar. You don't need huge moves. Small changes often have the biggest effect in DNB. A simple arrangement could look like this. The first 4 bars use the basic bass phrase. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the dirtier response layer. Bars 9 to 12 strip out one note or slice so the pattern feels more open. Then bars 13 to 16 add a reversed hit or a more aggressive resample before the next section. That kind of variation keeps the loop from feeling static. And in ragga DNB, a little switch up goes a long way. Even a tiny vocal chop, horn stab, or delay throw can make the bass line feel more authentic and more connected to the vibe. At this point, do yourself a favor and compare versions. Don't keep everything. Solo the drums and bass together and ask a few simple questions. Which version grooves hardest? Which one has the clearest sub? Which one gives the best answer to the snare? Which one feels like a drop instead of just a loop? This is where a lot of beginners overdo it. They keep every variation and end up with a bass line that feels unfocused. Sometimes the strongest choice is the simplest one. One good idea, resampled and shaped properly, often hits harder than 5 half-good ideas stacked together. A few extra tips before you move on. If the bass loses energy after resampling, try tightening the edits and using shorter fades rather than just adding more distortion. If you're unsure whether a note belongs, mute it. In ragga DNB, space is part of the groove. And if you want more movement, a tiny amount of filter resonance or subtle frequency shifting on the dirty layer can add that unstable, nervous energy without making things too obvious. Here's the core idea to remember. Start with a simple patch, write a short rhythmic phrase, resample it, chop it, and resample again if needed. Keep the sub clean, keep the grit separate, let the bass answer the break. That's the workflow. If you want to practice this properly, spend 10 to 20 minutes making one 2-bar bass phrase and resampling it twice. Make one clean version and one dirtier version. Chop the audio into a few pieces. Add one automation move. Then loop everything against the amen break and choose the version that feels strongest. The end goal is a bass line that sounds like it's talking to the drums. Not just sitting under them, not just filling space, but genuinely performing with the break. That's the energy we want. All right, go print that first resample, chop it up, and make it rude.